ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 19 టెక్స్ట్ 8. తత్రోపజగ్ముర్ భువనం పునానా మహానుభావా మునయః సశిష్యాః ప్రాయేన తీర్థాభిగమాపదేశైః స్వయం హి తీర్థాని పునంతి సంతః. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. తత్రోపజగ్ముర్ భువనం పునానా మహానుభావా మునయః సశిష్యాః ప్రాయేన తీర్థాభిగమాపదేశైః స్వయం హి తీర్థాని పునంతి సంతః తత్రోపజగ్ముర్ భువనం పునానా మహానుభావా మునయః సశిష్యాః ప్రాయేన తీర్థాభిగమపాదేశైః స్వయం హి తీర్థాని పునంతి సంతః తత్రోపజగ్ముర్ భువనం పునానా మహానుభావా మునయః సశిష్యాః ప్రాయేన తీర్థాభిగమాపదేశైః స్వయం హి తీర్థాని పునంతి సంతః. లేడీస్, మాతాజీస్, ఎనీబడి వాంట్ టు చాంట్? తత్ర దేర్ ఉపజగ్ముహు అరైవ్డ్ భువనం ద యూనివర్స్ పునానాహ those who can sanctify. Mahanubhavah, great minds. Munayah, thinkers. Sasishyah, along with their disciples. Prayena, almost. Tirtha, place of pilgrimage. Abhigama, journey. Upadeshaihi, on the plea of. Swayam, personally. He, certainly. Tirthani, all the places of pilgrimage. Punanti, sanctify. Santah, sages. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, at that time all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. Please repeat. At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. Purport, when Maharaja Parikshit sat down on the bank of the Ganges, the news spread in all directions of the universe, and the great-minded sages who could follow the importance of the occasion all arrived there on the plea of pilgrimage. Actually, they came to meet Maharaja Parikshit and not to take a bath of pilgrimage, because all of them were competent enough to sanctify the places of pilgrimage. Common men go to pilgrimage sites to get themselves purified of all sins. Thus the places of pilgrimage become overburdened with the sins of others. But when such sages visit overburdened places of pilgrimage, they sanctify the places by their presence. Therefore the sages who came to meet Maharaja Parikshit were not very much interested in getting themselves purified like common men. But on the plea of taking a bath in that place, they came to meet Maharaja Parikshit, because they could foresee that Srimad Bhagavatam would be spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. All of them wanted to take advantage of the great occasion. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale. Swayam rupakada mahyam dadati svapadantikam. Vandeham shri guruho shri yuta padakamalam. Shri gurum vaishnavamscha. Shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatan vitantam sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shamati Vajaya Pataka Samiti Namini Namo Chari Padaya Nikaya Kato 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 Padaya Nikaya At that time, all the great minds and thinkers accompanied by their disciples and sages who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. So we are at a very wonderful scene that is going to take place. Parikshit Maharaj, being cursed by the son of Samika Rishi called Sringi, has been put in a very, very trying, delicate, critical situation. He has been cursed to die by the young boy, Brahmana. And he has to respond to that as a king, as an emperor. So, what will be the type of response that an emperor of the whole world would give for a young Brahmana boy cursing him? And also for the reason of him putting a snake around his father's neck. So it's a very interesting incident in one sense. And for Parikshit Maharaj personally, it's a great test as to how he will respond. Often we also have our Parikshit moments. We are also put into awkward situations in this world by Krishna's arrangement. And how we respond decides the destination of our life. That's why this particular instance of how Parikshit responded to that, very, very important. This is the response of a pure, exalted devotee of the Lord. Knowing that it is very awkward and knowing that he has somehow committed a very offensive activity and that also he does not know what was the motivation for him to do so. And it was very confusing and he concluded that this is all must be because of the will of the Lord. See, two types of things, Daiva and Purushakaraha. By the effort of a human being, things can happen. Daiva is by the will of the Lord. Prabhupada explains that out of these two, the greater thing is the will of the Lord. So, Parikshit Maharaj could have taken his whole army and gone and routed that whole family, including Samika Rishi and Sringi and everybody, get out of this place for cursing me. He could have got angry. He could have reacted to that situation. He could have done so many other things as a powerful king. Rather, he took it very introspectively. He decided that it is time for me to leave. Time for me to leave all these nice things that I have. My treasury, my wonderful wife, my children, my position. And this is a clear indication for me from Krishna that I should leave it. And I should go towards surrender to Krishna. So we all have those opportunities many times brought in front of us. A very nice opportunity. Leave everything and surrender to Krishna. Krishna puts us in these awkward situations. But if we don't act with our spiritual interest, then we'll continue our material life again, saying that Krishna is never merciful to me, is never helping me with my devotional service. But you don't see it when it comes. That is why a person needs a guru, spiritual master, to see it. Tell him, this is a Parikshit moment in front of you. Act. Like Parikshit Maharaj did. Surrender to Krishna. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Because if somebody says, I will solve that problem for you, then you divert him away from Krishna. Thinking that everything is a problem that has to be solved by us using our brain, intelligence and our material power and prestige is many times a mistake. But rather thinking, how will I satisfy Krishna in this situation? That will be a better thinking. See, similarly, Prabhupada was in a very awkward situation. His roaring business crashed. At one point, Prabhupada said, I was set to become like Birla. So moving up in my business like that, in his conversations you will see. Very successful businessman, boom, everything goes. His house also, his wife is not cooperating. Many things happening to him from all directions. And Prabhupada immediately, he quoted Bhagavadam Shloka, Tasyaham Anugrahanami Harishye Taddhanam Shanai. Any person, any devotee on whom the Lord wants to show His mercy, He removes all His supports so that He will fall on the Lord. He could see that. He was very happy Krishna is doing this to him. He left his house. Clear indication to me, I leave my house and I go. But if a materialistic person is in this type of a situation, sometimes he will make another choice. No, I will fight it. I'll struggle. We go through all sorts of struggle without learning to surrender to Krishna. But Parikshit has left everything and come to the bank of the Ganges. Yo dyushtajan darasutan hridrajam hridispishah sukhritrajam hridispishah juhau yuvaiva malavat uttama shloka lalasa. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj also did that. He left everything at a very young age and went off to the forest. Dara Sutan, wife, children, Sukhrid Rajyam Hridi Sprashah, what is very close to his heart, attached. Juho Yuvaiva Malavat, just like he passed stool and walk away without any attachment towards that stool. I don't think people, it is the only time they are very detached, human beings. That is compared here. The only detachment human beings do is when they pass stool and walk away. They do their business in the toilet and they walk away. Very detached. Wash off everything, take a bath and completely renounce from this. Juhau yuvaiva malavat. Just like that he walked off, Bharat Maharaj. Similarly, Parikshit too created into a situation. He just left the place. Because at all point of time, you have yourself with you. Atma, part and parcel of Krishna. Nobody is taking you away. Only your possessions away. Your title, your position, your attachments, all those are away. And an intelligent person understands, these are all not me. You can take it if you want. Me, nobody can take. I attach myself to Krishna. In this way, a person can simply move towards Krishna when other things are stripped out of him. Because they anyway don't belong to him. They are only temporarily with him. Same way, Bali Maharaj also, he understood that the possessor of the possessions is greater than the possessions. And he surrendered to Vamana. So learning to surrender from Parikshit Maharaj, a very important lesson. We are put into situations and circumstances in the world which test our attachments, test our material involvement. And if we can come out of it and boldly surrender to Krishna. Because Krishna is the only reality. Other things are not real. Are you interested in investing in the reality? Are you really moving towards the reality? Yes or no? That is the test. At all points of time, Krishna is testing us. How much you are attached to things of this world. How much you are attached to Krishna. All our decisions, if they are taken that way, our progress in spiritual life will be very, very fast. Very, very fast. See how Parikshit Maharaj, it took that instance and just left. So on the bank of the Ganges, he has decided that I will fast unto death. I will simply fast unto death meditating on Krishna's lotus feet. Because he has taken that decision, firmly in his heart, Krishna is helping him to do that by sending Shukadeva Goswami. In your fasting to death, you will hear my pastimes. A wonderful Shukadeva Goswami appears there. Before he appears, the shloka says, all the great minds and great thinkers from everywhere in the universe started descending there. Because something big is going to happen, they all know. Why? Because a very famous person is renounced. Surely Krishna will be involved. Not only is he famous for material things, he is famous as a great devotee, the last descendant of the Pandavas. So he is renounced, Krishna will be there. Something great is going to happen. This is an amazing thing he is doing, very dramatic scene. He walks off, nothing on his body. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahi Ki. He walks off, nothing in his body. It is on the bank of the Ganges, just sitting down on the bare earth. And my dear Lord, I saw you at the time of my birth, before the time of my birth. And throughout I've been waiting to see you. You are the great friend of my grandfather. And I heard so many things about you, so close to my family. My grandfather was your best friend, both of you together. What a great fortune for me. And you fought in war side by him. And what to speak about my father, such a valiant personality. All these things have happened and I'm associated with those great personalities, Pandavas. And you protected me from dying before I was born. Now again I request you to protect me so that I may die properly thinking of you. Parikshit is a person who is protected at birth and protected at death. Protected during birth, protected during death. What a very fortunate person. So he has come here completely surrendered to you. Matprana natastu saayevana paraha. I don't know anybody else but you. My wealth, my family, my treasury, my position, none of these things are important to me. Only you are important to me. Sitting there on the bank of the Ganges. And this is a great event. So all sorts of great personalities from the whole universe, they start coming there on the plea of a pilgrimage. Means they're giving excuse that I'm going to the Ganges to take bath. Everybody is coming with that excuse. We are going to the Ganges to take bath. But actually Prabhupada is saying they are all coming to take darshan of Parikshit. Because he is such a great famous personality as a devotee. They are all coming because he is such an amazing person. They heard about the fact that he has renounced and he is waiting for death and he has been cursed. So this is something wonderful. Such a wonderful person getting cursed by a young boy and he's taken it seriously, waiting for death to occur. Sometimes people out of curious mind will also come. Enna nadakkirathu ennu paakalam. What will happen? Let us see. They also come. But it says here, they came. They are persons who don't have to come for a pilgrimage. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantasthena gadabratha. Yudhishthira Maharaj and Vidura. Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling Vidura, saintly persons like you, you are a veritable pilgrimage yourself. Pilgrimage site yourself. Wherever you go, that place is pilgrimage. Simply by your presence, you purify any place. That is where great personalities go. That place becomes a tirtha because it is purified by that person. It's very scientific. Prabhupada is saying in the purport, that great sages, rishis, devotees of the Lord, they go to these common pilgrimage sites and they absorb all the leftover sinful activities of the people and purify that place. In other words, the person Tirtha is more powerful than the place Tirtha. He is the one who cleans up that place. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantastena gadabratah. You are a traveling pilgrimage. So Prabhupada explained that these places are all places where great personalities come, and all other types of sinful people, when they come there, they come there and dump their sins by taking bath in the holy river, by doing this, by doing that and all that. And great personalities come and clean that whole place. We are able to absorb all that and clean the place and keep it powerfully potent. So these personalities are capable of things like that. They don't have to go to Ganga to take bath. Pilgrimage is not actually very important. People go to pilgrimage because they want to just go out somewhere. I want to go gallivanting somewhere, go picnic, spend money, hang around here and there, look at this and that and then come back. Jiva Goswami says that no, pilgrimage is simply a waste of time, not required for Krishna conscious person. You can sit and read the Bhagavat and render service to the Supreme Lord. Pilgrimage is normally meant for those people who are not at all very into Krishna consciousness. Take them to a Krishna conscious place. Explain to them about the Lord. Make them absorbed in the pilgrimage place. They become very, very absorbed. And they may become devotees. Because when they go back again, they'll do their sense gratification. For them, only when they go on pilgrimage, they are on little bit of Krishna consciousness. But for devotees who get up for Mangalarti, worship the Lord and then read Prabhupada's books and then render service and they're always thinking about these things, it's not something very great to go on a pilgrimage, except if it is in the association of devotees to hear the glories of the Lord for a change. It is very nice. It is rejuvenating. But normally, nowadays pilgrimage has become a tour, a travel. Many people go to all the temples on, you know, travel. People can arrange anything for you. Chardham Yatra, Six Dham Yatra, that Yatra, this Yatra. You go into the bus, get down from there and buy all sorts of things from the local shops and see the Lord and perform rituals, go round and round the temple, light 3 or 4 lamps, and then all the time you are praying for your material benefit. No idea of spiritual life. What to speak about bhakti? You go for pilgrimage and consistently think materially. And some places, they even go for pilgrimage and do sinful activity and come. They go for pilgrimage and sacrifice a few goats and come back. That you could have very well stayed back here. You would have been less sinful. At least you wouldn't have done that. All sorts of crazy pilgrimages people go to. Wherever they have any rumor that lot of money will come if you go to so-and-so place, everybody flocks to that place. Now some great saint, so-called saint, has become most popular because everybody is assured that if you go there, you will get lot of money. So very popular, and they call it pilgrimage. Pilgrimage means something to do with getting you out of the material world. This pilgrimage is meant to make you stick around in the material world more strongly. Pilgrimage, very holy looking people. They drive down in their air conditioned car, get down and become very pious and holy for a moment. Make lot of sacrifices, lot of offerings, everything. And become very serious. Come back again and do sinful activity. What is the use of a pilgrimage for a person who goes and comes back and increases his sinful activity? So, Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada took his disciples to Vrindavan, to Mayapur, showed them all the holy places of pastimes of Krishna, recollected Krishna's pastimes to them and rejuvenated them. And they became more attached to Krishna, more attached to Prabhupada, more attached to following his instructions. In this way, their spiritual life took a leap. This is what devotees go to pilgrimage for. Not that you have to go to a pilgrimage. Whether it is good or bad, whatever I do does not matter. You must always learn to get some benefit from the pilgrimage, spiritual benefit. Come back more enthused and rejuvenated to perform devotional service to Krishna. If that is not happening to you when you come back and you're thinking about the next pilgrimage only, then something is wrong in the way you went through your pilgrimage. If you're sticking around following the instructions of those persons who are themselves pilgrimage, veritable mobile pilgrimages, then what's the necessity to go for a pilgrimage? That's what the sloka is telling. They have all not come on a pilgrimage. They have come to witness Parikshit Maharaj leaving his body. It will be very glorious to watch him doing that. Prabhupada, wherever he went and set his lotus feet, is also a pilgrimage site. These are all pilgrimage sites. Wherever he placed his lotus feet, those places, putting the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and having people know that this great personality traveled into these places and established Krishna consciousness and changed so many people. This is the meaning of a traveling mobile pilgrimage site. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, wherever he goes, people will follow him and the people in that place become Krishna conscious. He moves. He's a moving pilgrimage site. Wherever, this is the real meaning of pilgrimage. If you follow the instruction of such a person, then all your desires are satisfied. So Parikshit Maharaj, himself such a great personality, although a king, is visited by all great Brahminical people. And he receives them very humbly, in great humility, because he knows this is the end of his life. He knows this is the end. And all he desires is to think of Krishna. So, in the association of great personalities, discussion on the subjects of what is life, what is the goal of life, who is Krishna, how to approach him, what is devotion to him, how to achieve devotion in complete to him, these all become the topics. Because everybody is already on a picnic to the material world, having left the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forgotten him, Krishna Bhuliya Bhogavanchakare. That is not a pilgrimage. That's a picnic. You left Krishna and came away. And in the material world, you're sticking around, forgetting Krishna. In that place, you meet great personalities, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and you read his books. You come to open up to understand who you are, where you are. You came to a picnic and completely forgot about going back. Imagine, you went for a picnic and never went back home. The son goes for a picnic and doesn't go back home, wanders here, there and all that, and forgets that he belongs to so-and-so house, to so-and-so parents, completely lost. And somebody comes to him and tells that, excuse me, once upon a time, you've came for a picnic. And you have father, mother, whole family waiting for you. Do you remember that? We remember. I want to go there. This is the way to go there. They tell you this is the way to go there. That person who wakes you up and reminds you is the most, what you call, the most generous person, most important person in your life. And then he teaches you how to go there step by step. This is the meaning of pilgrimage. You go back to Godhead is the greatest pilgrimage. As you go back to Krishna. So, this is a very wonderful scene we will see now in the subsequent shlokas, how Shukadeva Goswami will appear there and all the sages will bow down to him. He is such an amazing personality, very young person, 16-year-old boy, and he will speak the Srimad Bhagavatam and Parikshit will ask him questions and he will answer. And all the sages there who assembled, they will all listen along with this. And this conversation is recollected later in Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami, Shaunaka Rishi and all the assembled sages. So whenever there is a confluence of all these great personalities, amazing things are discussed. Wherever there is Sangha of people who know the value and goal of life, when they meet together, they will all discuss these things. They won't discuss ordinary things. There are so many sammelans and so many things going on in this world. People are discussing all sorts of material sense gratificatory things. This will be of no use to anybody. But when these great sages meet together, they talk about amazing things. They have come to witness how a great person like Parikshit is going to go back to Godhead. You know, if you are told that so-and-so person is definitely going back to Godhead, Krishna already told him, wouldn't you like to go and see out of interest? Because I also want to go back to Godhead. I am also trying. Therefore, it's a very interesting thing. So, sure this person is going back to Godhead. So, let us witness it. Let us witness it. See. Although many people normally go ahanyahanni bhutani gachanti ha yamalayam. Every day, every moment people are going to Yamaloka only. Very rarely people go back to Godhead. Unless they have had the association of a pure devotee of the Lord and followed him, they don't go back to Godhead. Everybody goes back to Yamaloka. Mostly. Rarely people go back to Godhead in this universe. Only those who have served the Lord go back to Godhead. In the Hare Krishna movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which Prabhupada has crafted, it is meant for sending people back to Godhead. In the rest of the world, everybody is going back to Yamaloka and coming back, again going Yamaloka, coming back, taking another body, coming back and going. But those devotees who chant Hare Krishna sincerely, follow the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, read his books, distribute his books, teach this message to others and become salesmen for Krishna, they become so dear to Krishna, Krishna himself will personally come to take them back. So that is an amazing event because normally people don't go back to Godhead. See, that's why when Ajamila is going back to Godhead, all the people from the spiritual world came to take him back. What a scene it would have been. Because rarely people go back to Godhead. Everybody tries to stay here. So Parikshit is sure going to be a person who is going to go back in an amazing, ceremonious way. In a grand manner, he'll go back to Godhead. So to witness that all these great sages are coming. They hope that they'll be able to witness that, see Krishna, see Krishna's representatives and the glorious departure of Parikshit they'll be able to do. So that is going to happen. We also can have a similar situation in our life if we very sincerely, in a very dedicated way, chant Krishna's name and determine to go back to Godhead. Then you will see that we can fix ourselves. And Krishna is guaranteeing this. He is promising this. అంతకాలే చ మామేవ స్మరణ్ ముక్త్వా కలేవరం య ప్రయాతి సమద్భావం యాతి నాస్తి అత్ర సంశయః. దర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యుర్ ఏబుల్ టు థింక్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ యుల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మీ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రిపరేషన్ ఫర్ అ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ డెత్. వి ఆర్ టోల్డ్ హౌ టు లీవ్ this material world. There is a way of leaving this world, the art of living. How get out of this place? That is being taught by Parikshit. In recent times it was taught by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, how to pass away thinking of Krishna. So these are very important lessons for anybody interested in becoming successful in Krishna consciousness. We should pay attention to that. How to pass away from this world? We should start getting serious about it. How to think about it seriously. Not just pass away like any dog on the roadside. Land up in Yamaloka. Just nothing. One has to be careful, conscious about it. And render service to Krishna. Constantly pray to Him. So much of forgetfulness, so much of insensitivity, so much of dull brains in Kali Yuga that people don't even bother that they are going to die. They just stand in the queue, completely dull. They don't even know they are going to die. But devotees, they know they are going to die and they want it to be glorious. So they get busy absorbing themselves in Krishna consciousness. That is how they go back to Godhead. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a movement that sends people back to Krishna. If you are not part of this movement in this world normally, you will definitely go to Yamaloka. People don't know this very important matter that if you take part as a follower of Prabhupada's instructions and try your best, there is a great chance that by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you will go back to Him. It is happening after so many of your lifetimes. This is not just like ordinary death, you'll come back again. Punarappi jananam, punarappi maranam. This is death, never to come back again. Yadgatvana nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Once dying in this situation, you never come back to this world again. We should understand what it means. It's a fortune after so many lifetimes in this world. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Again born, again die, again born. But out of this complete cycle, you're going out. No more to be born again. No more to die again. It's an amazing offer, but we are not waking up to it. What? Die? I don't even know I'm going to die. Like a goat. Prabhupada said, goat philosophy. So what is standing in front of us as an offer made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chant Hare Krishna and become immortal. Go back to Godhead. Should grab it. How Parikshit is grabbing it. He threw everything away and said, let's go. I'm never again going to come back to this world again. I'm simply going back to Lord Krishna. I'm determined and fixing his mind. So this is the same chance given to us by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chant Hare Krishna. Be sincere in execution of devotional service. Occupy yourself completely with devotional service. Try to meditate on Krishna. And follow the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You will never return to this world again. This is why Prabhupada crafted this society. It is no ordinary aim. The vision of the Krishna conscious movement is not like what you see in every corporate house. Our vision written. Some silly vision is written there. We want to make our product so good that everybody will be able to use this like this, blah, 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 something. We want to make sure that You know, people are comfortable in their some all temporary visions. But if we were to write a vision, as Prabhupada has written, seven purposes of ISKCON, to take everybody back to Godhead. Straight away he mentions there, create a community, a society of people dedicated to propagating Krishna consciousness. And at the end of life, they'll go back to Godhead. Never to come again here. People have not woken up to what the mission of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is. To vacate this place. Send everybody back to Godhead. He has got a massive vision. And he knows it will happen. And we are seeing it is already happening. So many devotees are leaving their body surrounded by devotees chanting Hare Krishna. And smilingly they leave there. Hare Krishna. See you. Tata, bye bye. Never to come back here again. Just think about it. It's not an ordinary thing. That is what Parikshit is performing. He is going to perform. Therefore everybody has come to see it. This person, last time you can see him in this domain. You can't see him again. Is going back to Krishna. It's a successful thing. This is the meaning of successful people meeting together and discussing how he is going back. Did he make it? This is the question Vishwamitra Muni asked Dasharatha Maharaj when he came to his place. Aihishtam yattat punarjanma jayaya. Prabhupada speaks about it. Great. O king, how is your endeavor in fighting birth and death? This is what they talk to each other when they meet. Great people, because they are all doing these things. Interested how to get liberation, how to get out. Punarjanma jayaya. Have you been victorious over punarjanma? That means never again, no punarjanma for you. How is your progress in becoming victorious over punarjanma? Is a question Vishwamitra Muni asks. Dasharath. Great personalities, this is what they talk and think. Not like, hi, did you go to this movie? Did you buy this from the shop? What about this dress? What happened to the new smartphone you bought? Just look at what people speak in this world. When they pick up the phone or they pick up anything. And look at what Vishwamitra Muni is coming from the forest. And as soon as he sees a great king Dasharath living in opulence, so many wives he has got, palace, that, this, everything. He is asking questions. You know, austere sage is coming. How is your going on? How is your fight against birth and death going on? See? So, this is what is really our business. There is a great chance and opportunity come in front of us. We can leave this body, go back to Godhead. Therefore, people who are seriously understanding, wow, what an opportunity. They become very serious about devotional service. If I execute it properly, no more birth and death. All complete bliss and happiness. It's a fact. It is a truth. Krishna is saying this in Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada is saying that and saying, if you do this, this will happen to you. This is the process. This is the mission of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Send everybody back to home, back to Godhead. So, Parikshit is going back to Godhead. He already knows. He can feel it. This is the act of Krishna. He has made me renounce everything. He is very happy inside, excited. The Lord is leading me. I can see it. Only by the intervention of the Lord can we go back to Godhead. So, if you look at it that way, the same way Parikshit is looking at it, in a Parikshit moment, you will also be excited. At the end of life, you'll go back to Godhead. Just imagine. Would you like to do that or not? Yes or no? How many people like to do that? Yeah. That's what we are here for. That's the business of life. It's an exciting journey back to the lotus feet of Krishna, from where originally we came. Going back home. Om Tat Sat. హరే కృష్ణ శిల ప్రభుపాదకి.
Yeah.